If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Mike Thompson RV Superstore. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Olivia Newton-John passed away on August 8th. We've been honoring her with our Joey English mystery song all week. Rick's picked some songs we weren't as familiar with, trying to stump the host. And later today, from 1 to 3, Wink Martindale will be playing his vintage visit with her. So don't miss that on 1340 AM or 92.3 FM. Okay, what's the name of this song, Cher?
Come on over?
Yes, good girl. Good girl.
Oh, I love Olivia Newton-John. I'm so saddened by her death.
Young. 73.
Yeah.
Cancer.
I know. Yeah. Breast cancer, yeah. So it hits me especially hard, Joy, when I hear someone, you know, passing from breast cancer, because as you may or may not know,
you've told me.
I am a 30-year
survivor.
31-year survivor.
31-year
survivor.
Yes, yeah. Or she's 31 years old. She looks that, too.
You decide.
Just will you see her picture. Well, what commercial is running now? I saw it the other day.
It says, dive in,
yes,
kick in, swing into summer. Yeah, it's my golf commercial with my golf club.
Yes.
And yeah, with little visor on. You know, it's what people are doing this time
of
year.
I didn't realize, I was listening to your commercial just now on our show. You're the number one RV dealer where? In all of California?
In all of California. And for the most part, you know, west of the Mississippi River.
I guess.
And most areas, yes, we are.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And from time to time, we vie for first place in the country, period. Yeah. So, yeah, we are.
Well, first place in California, because we're like the fifth largest country.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I'm talking for the whole nation.
Yes.
So, yeah, we go back and forth between us and a couple of other dealers that kind of we teeter-totter into first and out of first, depending on who delivered how many coaches. But, yeah, we've got, you know, five locations.
Is one of them in Indiana where they make some of your coaches?
No, we're all in California.
Oh.
We're only a California dealer.
Gotcha.
We have all five
but
locations.
This is here. A great place for people to want an RV, because you can just drive for a few hours and change everything about your environment.
Absolutely. So, you know, so we have stores in Orange County, in Riverside County, in Colton. We have a store in just on the border of LA County, in
Mike
Santa Fe Springs.
Does.
Mike Thompson RV.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, you know, I tell everybody, my little lot, which is a little over an acre, right?
Yes.
And my little lot is really the postage stamp on the Mike Thompson envelope, you know. And I kid with the owner of the company all the time, but I tell him, and I said, but Mr. DeGallis, remember, the envelope goes nowhere without the postage stamp.
Oh, that's cute.
So he just laughs.
Puts up with you.
But it's the truth.
Yes.
So we're a big vital part of that organization, and even though we are the smallest lot in terms of acreage,
right?
You know, we're one of the largest producers of, you know, volume of business, especially in the winter months. Yeah.
And that's because of our climate and being Palm Springs. And
of course. And everybody's either moving here or coming here,
yes,
to visit, or coming here in their motorhome or passing through or whatever. But yeah, no, we've become, you know, Palm Springs has become a destination location.
Absolutely.
As you know.
International.
And, international. Absolutely. And so it's really, really, it's really a great place to have an RV dealership.
You know, when you think of other places in the world, talking to Steve Canole and Lalo Tachikin, I think of Europe, I think of riding a bicycle. Or when I think of Japan or some places in Asia, bicycles abound.
Oh, abound.
Not motor homes.
Absolutely.
But when
not.
You think of our lifestyle in America,
phenomenal.
From the days of the
phenomenal.
Airstream.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And by the way, I've got another one on
oh,
my lot.
Oh, no. Tell
yeah,
me.
I have two. I have a motorized one, and I have a 27-foot with a queen bed. Yeah, the other one that we had twins. Oh, yeah, it's a Silver Bullet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we just took one in trade. So get over there and look at it, Joy.
I got to see it.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, but on that subject of other countries,
yes,
just to make a blurb about that.
Please.
You know, in my career with Mike Thompson, I used to be an internet salesperson, and I did a lot of business with China. So there are RV dealerships in China, believe it or not.
I find that hard to believe.
Even though there are no manufacturers there, so everything has to be brought over by on ship.
Oh my.
And yes, so I have sold several RVs to a dealership that happens to be in China, and we put them on the boat, send them over. And let me tell you, there's only two highways in China that you can actually take an RV on that are big enough. And do you know this? You'll find this really fascinating.
Sure.
This is a really fascinating fact. All of the RVs that they purchase from us, they're just status symbols. So they take them and they park them on their property and show them off, but they never take them anywhere because they can't use them, because they can't put
them
on
the highways.
There's no highways, roadways that will take care of a 13-foot tall coach. Well, actually, we couldn't sell them like a normal coach. We have like a one particular coach that's 11 feet tall. It's a shorter, called a low profile. And that's, we sold them those coaches, and they bought them at big diesel pushers and just set them sit there and just
use it for a guest room or something.
And a big, like I showed you, one of those toy haulers one day.
Yes.
Yeah, a big toy hauler that would just 40-foot toy hauler, and they just let it sit parked.
But you could use it as a guest room.
Oh, of course.
But you
and
can't
I'm sure
drive
that they
it.
Used it to show off to their to their friends. And yeah, that yeah.
isn't
but
that's...
But I found that to be just completely fascinating. And they bought a lot of RVs. I mean, not a lot as compared to, but, you know, five or, I would sell them somewhere between 5 and 10 a year. Yeah.
And think of the logistics of getting it on the ship, getting it over there. And when you need, can you put gas in it? I mean.
No, you have to remove in propane and all of that stuff has to be done before it leaves. Even the awnings have to be removed off the coach because it makes it too wide. And then when they get there, they have to put the awnings back on. And, it's just quite
that
a strategic thing.
That you've never told us about.
Oh, no.
That.
It's just a little fascinating fact that I didn't even think about.
Until we're talking about.
You bring up other countries, yeah.
Do you ship them other places besides?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we've shipped to Japan, to, you know, not that it's not part of the United States, but to Hawaii because you can't drive one there.
Right.
So we've shipped a few over there. We shipped like six trailers to Hawaii.
Everything
just
that gets
in the
to
last,
Hawaii
you know,
has to
in the
get
last 8 months. We shipped
there by air or by ship.
But like with China, for instance, when they take it off the tax that they have to pay, the import tax that they have to pay is greater than the cost of the vehicle.
No way.
So that's how much money they have.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, the vehicles, a couple of the ones they bought were 150, almost 200,000. Yeah. Yeah. So another 200,000 import tax.
Do they find it online?
Yeah, I just had an email. I developed a great relationship with this person.
Yes.
He called me, you know, and of course I'd have to call him back in the middle of the night, because we were on different.
He spoke English.
Spoke English rather well, not not fluently, but well enough to could conduct business. And then I hired an import broker to do all the importing and so on. And they sent it out. It goes out of San Pedro, you know.
But he picked the colors and told you what he wanted.
Yeah, just off the internet. Uh huh. And they did all the research, and they knew which vehicles they wanted and which ones would work for whatever it was that they were, whoever they were trying to impress.
Fascinating.
Interesting, huh?
Have you ever had anybody like a Saudi prince? I would think royalty,
you know,
Abu Dhabi or something.
Yes, actually, we did have someone actually from Saudi Arabia, come to think of it, that came to look at little Mercedes Sprinter vans because that would be all they could have there as well. So just those little van-type RVs, but they're full motorhomes. But, you know, yeah. So anyway, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent.
No, I love that. Are you kidding? You should write a little book.
Yeah. Maybe that's the next
show. RVing with Cher.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, you know I have my show on NBC called RVing with Chloe and Cher. Well, we just completed the third episode, and so we're being preempted by football, and so that's our last one of the season. And we're also being preempted by the fact that Chloe, the host of the show, is going to go give birth to her child any minute now. You know, from NBC. I don't know if you watch her on the weather.
I've seen
but
it.
She's about ready to pop, and you know, so she's going to go birth that baby, and then we're going to come back and do something bigger and better for next year. So we'll see what happens there.
We kid Cher because she spells her Cher Sher, but when she's over at my house with Sunny, it's Sunny and Cher.
The Sunny and Cher show. I love
With us at home. Play with us at home. Where is Mike Thompson?
We are at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City. You can reach us on by phone at 760-360-35. See, I did it again, Joy.
Yes.
324-3651. That's 760-324-3651. And online at MikeThompson.com.
Open 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
What time?
We open 9 o'clock every morning and close at 5 every day except for Sunday. On Sunday, we go to church and open at 10.
10 a.m.
Yeah.
I learned so much today. That was very informative.
Yeah.
So you're such a personality. You're a cult figure here in the Coachella Valley.
Thank you,
with
Joy.
Those darling commercials.
Two more. I just filmed two more yesterday.
What's your costume?
Okay. Cheerleader.
Oh, okay. Football.
Cheer, football.
September's
uh-huh. Football.
Coming.
I've got football, baseball, soccer, mm-hmm. too. And then I did a takeoff on, are you ready?
What?
Top Gun.
Oh, it had to be.
And I'm in costume.
Yes. I've got Trevor's flight suits. Of course, Top Gun is a Navy plane.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an Air Force flight suit, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had Cher the full, and I had will the full, wear anything.
I had the full costume the full, yesterday to Top Gun.
Oh,
and wait till you see it. I'm
going to
be.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting on the deck of a ship,
uh-huh.
and the planes are going over top of me.
Sure. Oh.
It's pretty tremendous. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy that.
I will. I love all
the and the cheerleaders, cute, just cute.
It's all imaginative and creative.
And we got to keep them guessing. You
so
know?
Sign us off like you always do. Come to Mike Thompson.
We are the home of customer delight.
Okay, Joey pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.